All right, here we go.
What should I do and how should I do it? I got a problem and I gotta get through it. Who should I talk to? Who should I see? What book should I check out of the library? Yeah, but I don't read, so I watch the TV. I see what Hulu has to offer me. I got Netflix and Amazon Prime. I got more options than I got time. I just need a little distraction to keep my mind off my lack of action. I just need a little TV so I can forget completely. Forget completely.
Hello.
Did you guys like flesh that out farther? Like it sounds more built up than the first time I heard it.
Yeah. I added some background vocals and some clappity claps.
Some clap claps.
Yeah.
I was just thinking it's so funny when I hear the guitar playing.
Yes.
And I just like listen to it. Mm-hmm. I would think that like it's easy for me to like separate myself and like think. That person plays the guitar.
That is a guitar playing person.
But it's like, that's
that person.
You're just reveling in your own glory. This is why you started laughing. Yeah. You completely interrupted my hello and welcome everyone to laugh and pat yourself on the back. Right.
Mr.
Burns say to wallow in my own crapulence.
Yes. You know, we beat ourselves up, you know, as artists so much.
Sure.
You know, that it's a. Sometimes, too true. Yeah, sometimes it's like, oh, wow, you know,
yeah,
that's pretty good.
Toot your own horn, yeah.
I mean, it's a simple song, but like sometimes like I freak out.
You're obsessed.
Yeah.
You're obsessed.
I know that feeling.
Well, I think probably also just coming off of playing last night, too.
Yes.
You know, playing for
absolutely.
For money.
Tootly. Absolutely. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Life's a Binge. Be sure to follow us on all social media at Life's a Binge. That includes Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook.com/Life's a Binge. And if you want to shoot us an email, lifesabinge@gmail.com, and give us a phone call, leave us a voicemail at 619-438-0532. And is there anything else that they can get a hold of? I think that's it.
I think that Instagram is definitely our medium of choice right now.
Absolutely, for
expression.
I've noticed that your traffic has picked up significantly.
Instagram. It's a lot of fun. Like just stupid stuff. So I'm trying to record something inane like every day.
You're always like watching stuff. You have like the little pad over there.
The dishes thing.
That's your jam, dude.
I recorded another one. Did I release it recently?
I don't know. There's one on there.
A pretty recent one.
Oh, yeah.
Cobra Kai.
Where you like, do your karate moves?
Yeah.
How long are you standing still
okay.
in the time lapse? Because you're time lapsing. You're like, ha!
You got to stand there at least for like, pose. Yeah, because it's like, if you ever look at that time, like that time lapse camera,
and
it's
got the iPhone?
Boop. It's like every second or two.
You wait a whole thing, a whole cycle.
I try to do it for because you have to, otherwise it's gone.
It won't even
show up as a blip. So
absolutely.
So, but I have a new passion that maybe you can help me out with. Ooh. Maybe either of you can because I've got to figure out the
probably.
I got to figure out the math and science of it.
Oh, I'm out.
Oh, yeah.
Nah. All right, it's mainly just math.
Yeah, I'm still out.
Math all right,
so you know how? Do you ever see the video for the police wrapped around your finger?
Tangent train.
Sure, that's apt. That's apt.
Yeah.
So, are you sure? Like, are you
no,
like familiar
I
with it?
I have no idea. What
I'm
you're
not
about.
Familiar.
Okay,
with that
so
video.
It's Sting jumping through like all these candles.
Yeah.
In this room, so all these candles are lit. Uh-huh. So, and he's singing the song, but he's moving in slow motion. But it's synced up to his lips are synced up.
Sure.
He's singing. So anyway, so clearly they just play the music at a certain speed for him to lip sync it to.
Right.
And then when they slow it down, it looks like normal speed.
Sure.
So I want to figure out, A, what the rate is for the slow motion on iPhone, which is the slow motion.
It's listed there. It's like 120 frames per second.
Right, in relation to the normal one. So, like, basically just figuring out exactly what the ratio is. It's four times faster or whatever it is.
Normal is probably 60, so it would be, like, twice as fast.
Half speed.
So whatever that exact speed is,
sure.
Figure it out so you can take a – I think on GarageBand you can play the speed back faster.
Yep.
Yeah.
But anyway, figure out what the speed is to make some cool videos of syncing it up in slow motion. Also,
I'd love
so that okay. You follow that, right?
Sure. Music
you follow that. So we could that and that's achievable. We just got to figure that out.
Absolutely.
And then the other one is to figure it out for the time lapse, so that you can like lip sync something in time, you know, in the time lapse, while say like just countless, countless people are like walking by and everything.
You'd have to move your lips.
Yeah, you just
frame by frame.
You'd have to figure it out, but you could probably set up a cue.
Yeah.
To kind of like make it.
That you'd have to do. This is riveting podcast, but
it is.
That you would have to do. That would be easy to do if you did like a DSLR, like burst shot, where every shot was like you moving one your mouth. Yeah. And then it was just
and
that.
You just go through the mouth motions.
Right. And then everyone was just continuing their stuff behind you, and it would be a blur. Or the other way that I can think to do that would be to film you secluded by yourself and then green screen everything composite. Else behind you. Yeah.
That would be the easiest way to do it.
I like the organic, like you're sitting in over a freeway overpass or something.
Yeah, that's going to be a pain in the booty, dude. Like to lip sync something in fast motion. Woof.
I think
challenge.
Can do it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Throw down the artistic gauntlet. Boom.
Yeah.
It's for Instagram. It's for life's it's all life's a bitch.
Train over.
Blood and sweat for Instagram, guys. That's how it works.
And last but not least, visit patreon.com/lifesabinge if you want to be a contributor of the show. Big shout out to our main patrons at the moment, which are Tony and David, and there's a few honorary bingers out there too, and we appreciate you all.
Nice.
That's awesome. But for now, let's get the show on the road and go ahead and breathe in with us. Life's a binge. Bow, 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 bow. Right. So I know what I want the next investment that I make in this podcast to be.
What's that?
A bigger mixing board that has a built-in sampler inside of it. So I don't have to use the phone, and I can put as many as I want. Because right now I have 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 16 of them, and that's it.
We want more.
I want more.
More buttons.
Yeah.
To me, that sounds like a lot, but...
I lied. It's only 15. Remember that whole...
Well, now that's not doing math.
Oh. Yeah, it's three rows of five, that's so way that's 15. Yeah, it's 15.
It's 12, dude.
Yeah, it's one less.
Is it? No.
It's one less.
Not nearly enough.
Well, this one goes one higher. Anywho.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up, man?
Yo.
What's up, man?
So, my voice is all right, man? You know.
Yeah, you're done eating Bailey's over there?
You sound good to me.
Bay leaf. Yep.
Singular.
Choking on Bailey's.
There's a reason you're supposed to take those out of the food before you serve it.
Yeah. That's for suckers.
What kind of soup
and
was
it? And non-chokers.
That's what I want to know.
Chicken noodle.
Chicken noodle.
Chicken noodle. Chicken noodle vegetable.
The ones you love the most always hurt you.
Here's the deal with that. I've cooked many a time, and I have used a bay leaf many a time. If I left out the bay leaf, you know, that totally inedible thing, would it really make a difference?
Yes.
Who's to say?
I don't know. Absolutely. What is the flavor of the bay leaf? Like, I have no
idea.
I haven't, like, licked a bay leaf and been like, okay, check for that flavor.
If you lick it, it just tastes like plant. Like,
that's the thing. Like, what the flavor. Hell
But I think
it
probably it's
like
one of those things that, like, it's aromatic, probably, that, like,
I kind of want to, like, just boil some water and stick bay leaves in it and then sip the water.
I get the flavor. You would smell it. Like, you would smell it.
Now you have to do that for the Instagram.
Right. Yes. Bay leaf tea. Instagram.
You're like, what's the thing with bay leaves?
Yeah, anyway.
What's the deal with bay leaves?
I don't know. So what's up? What's up? Yeah, other than choking on bay leaves.
Well, and trying to think of a bay leaf joke. They're not leaves.
I don't know.
What's the deal? So. So anyway, that's why my voice is a little raspy, because of choking on a bay leaf last week, and that's why we're recording today and not earlier in the week, because we were ready to go on Wednesday, but it would have been a bad idea.
Yeah, so. You don't want to push it.
No,
nah,
absolutely.
No.
Especially since you know, make a living using your voice.
It's important to kind of
not this podcast. I don't mean this podcast. Yeah, this is a highly lucrative.
Hey, we're just a couple patrons away from a lucrative deal.
You guys out there in listening land can't see it, but we're in a beautiful recording studio.
Yeah,
it's lovely
with crickets and birds chirping,
and probably a critter.
It actually is lovely though. I'm
it's not
thoroughly
bad.
Enjoying it.
Yeah, I do enjoy the outside.
We did one time as we're finishing up a podcast.
Oh, the baby possum.
The baby possum came through.
Scared the shit.
Yeah. Tell me you still have that on.
Which episode is that? Who the hell knows?
I forgot, but it's great. At the end, you hear the genuine like.
Yeah, both of us.
So our homework is to figure out which one that is. So we're gonna reference it.
Oh, good.
Because remember, we're talking about making a little piece of, you know, audio to play for something.
Absolutely.
And that'd be a fun little piece to play.
So. Totes my goats, man.
So.
The possum tag.
What were we talking about?
We're talking about what's up.
What's up?
What's up?
I haven't done much over the past since you guys have heard me.
You went on your date with your wife.
I went on our May date of the year, which is the Padre game. We went to the Padre game. And they actually won in the 14th inning.
Who were they playing?
The Cardinals.
The bitch-ass Cardinals.
But they won. Like,
that's
like,
awesome. I'm a Cub fan, so it's
BJ,
always
BJ, how do you feel about the Cardinals?
Bitch-ass Cardinals.
I was just hoping that the Padres would actually get a hit. Because they have a lot of trouble doing that this season.
And
they ended up winning in the bottom of the 15th inning, something like that. 2-1. 2-1, baby.
And it was
such
firework
an exciting game. Oh. Yeah, they were celebrating. This is so sad. I don't even like saying it out loud. They were celebrating the 1998 team that went to the World Series.
But you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. Seattle still celebrates 95 that didn't go to the World Series, but was still a big, real important season.
It's the 20-year anniversary of the one time the Padres were good.
Nah, they were good a couple times.
1984.
In the O's.
1984.
They were good in the 07.
Yeah. They went to the playoffs.
05, 07.
I think they've played a whopping 2 playoff games at Petco Park.
That's more than some teams can say.
It's ridiculous. Anyway, so I was just happy that they got a win. But it was like totally everything. All the music was 1998 music.
Yeah. Really?
So I was just in heaven.
Wait, what's
like what? What's some of the stuff?
Pull one out for us.
I don't know. They played like Backstreet Boys. They played Cranberries. They played
Spin Doctors. Were they already gone by then?
No, they played Spin Doctors. Right.
Cranberries.
So, yeah.
What's that now? Which one?
I don't remember.
Zombie?
Yes, that's the band.
We got a request for that. we got a request for that on Saturday. Okay, see now I gotta learn it because we played it anyway.
Oh, you pretty had no idea.
I couldn't think of exactly how it went, but Sawyer kind of knew, so he sang, and then I was like, oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, let's do that.
Zombie.
Well done.
But the chords, I like the chords.
Yeah, it's a good song. It's a good jam. Anyway, so that was really fun. We got to watch the Padres win, and we got our money's worth out of the game. It was boring as hell because there was literally only 2 runs until the 14th inning. 15th.
Oh, man.
That's cool.
But it was fun. It was, ballpark.
Did you have nice people around you?
Yeah, it was fun.
I love the ballpark
experience. That can, make or break. Yeah. I can't watch baseball on TV. I like baseball, but I just can't just sit on my couch and watch baseball. But going to the ballpark is the best.
Yeah,
it's so fun. Even if they lose,
I'd obviously rather they win, but just being around cool people, having a beer, even if it is $40, hot dogs and stuff.
I got a ballast point, and it was 1375.
$1,375.
And then the Bud Light was $11.50. I was like, oh god, yeah, right.
Like if you go to the right stand, you can get a deal. No, they're all the same.
They're all expensive.
Doesn't matter what stand. No, you gotta go to the stand in section
3 bucks a beer
132.
But you just gotta go find it.
Yeah.
But it was fun.
That's awesome.
I think that's really all we did. We had a date night and then I saw a movie or so. But
right on.
We'll talk about that.
Right on.
We'll talk about that later. And the voice of gold that you hear coming through your earphones or your earbuds or your car stereo or whatever.
You are too kind.
Our lovely guest that you've heard a few times on our show, Rich Soublé.
What's up?
Yo.
Anything up with you, man?
I literally just drove here from a photo shoot and I had one yesterday and I had one earlier in the week. So I've been
working.
Weddings, which is what I always do.
So now are you getting enough gigs that you're not worried about working enough?
Yes and no. Because this is the thing that happens is, stuff happens and sometimes weddings get called off or we had one earlier in the year. Yeah. Or the Price is Right sound. That's my favorite sadness.
Trombone.
we had one earlier who was they booked a package because they didn't have their venue yet when they booked us. And I did their engagement shoot and they're like, oh, these are great, blah, blah, blah. So they went and got their venue and they had a package that came with a photographer.
Right.
And they're like, look, we'll save significant money if we go with the venue photographer. And I'm like, I can't fault you for that.
Right.
That's fine.
Absolutely.
Do what you got to do.
Yep.
The one that happened recently, though, was that the bride, and I'm airing this dirty laundry because the bride aired it
I'm
freely
sure
for all of us.
They're listening they right now. Hey, fuck you.
Maybe. It is, one of them
please,
is a
thank
known
you for
person.
Listening.
I won't name
thank
names.
You for,
one
thank
of them
you for
is a known person. Apparently the groom came, and I don't know how true the story is, because, you know, you only hear one side of the story.
Right.
So you're like, what really happened? And the bride emails all the vendors, and she says that the groom came to, he came to me and my family, and he said that he confessed that he had cheated on me. But she had, like, really bizarre specifics. Like, he cheated on me with 40-plus women.
Whoa.
And she added that it was, like, the things that they were doing were disgusting.
Okay.
So I'm like,
interesting.
I'm trying to picture this. Like, so the guy, like, hey, sat down with you and your parents.
Hey, honey.
Right, get out of pen and paper, okay?
Before we get married, I just want to let you know that I did some feet stuff with Jessica in the elevator at Horton Plaza. And then
weeping. And we did butt stuff. So
we're in the office, like, on both their Instagrams, like, trying to, like, figure out what happened. And, like, my final guess is that she found a folder on the computer that she wasn't supposed to find.
Because,
seems... like, if a guy is cheating, like, there's no way he's just going to go and say, here's all the things
that
I did.
By the way,
come on,
what's
sense.
This folder? Yeah. How I got away with it. What about this in here?
I have over 40 indiscretions. Let me tell you about them all in detail. So
that was my week.
That's really interesting.
We lost that gig, and I wasn't, like... You know, I don't count on money before I have it, so it wasn't like a big deal, but I was kind of like, oh man, that's a bummer.
I think mainly I was like thinking, like, it's cool, you know, that being a photographer and working enough to be a photographer, right? That's dope.
It is. I mean, having the studio that I work with definitely helps, but if it weren't for that, I'd be like hustling so much harder and probably never sleeping and always emailing and calling and stuff, but yeah, it works. It works.
That's what's up.
That was an awesome deck. I was not expecting that.
Yeah, that's the new one.
I love them so much.
You guys, I wish you could see Jared's face. He's having so much fun.
He's
with
so
buttons over
it
here.
It makes me so happy that we have stupid drops. Like, it makes me so happy.
This just in.
This just in. This is a segment where we talk about entertainment news or pop culture news or whatever. And I have done zero research.
Well, I did research.
Anybody? Anything?
Rich has got something for us.
So the thing that grabbed my attention the most this week was the announcement of the new Jordan Peele vehicle. That's the director of Get Out, for those of you who don't know him by name.
Academy Award winning.
Academy Award winner. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which I think is really cool that, I mean, you know, it's an obvious diversity win, but... Like, here's a guy that Hollywood still kind of works that way. Like, a guy comes totally out of left field,
right,
makes something great, and now they're like, do whatever you want.
Yeah, right.
Like,
free reign.
Carte blanche.
Yep.
Did they make any specific announcements, or you said that you just saw a poster?
There were rumors about the cast, and I know Elizabeth Moss was included, who, from The Handmaid's Tale.
Did you see that?
Super famous and super... Oh. We haven't watched it yet because
I've only seen like 3 episodes. So
I watched all of season 1.
Okay,
so we're that far caught up, but I haven't watched any of season 2 yet, and we're holding it off. It's our treat for Lindsay for when she finishes this semester.
Nice.
So I'm like, I'm dying over here. Like,
watch the show. I have seen zero episodes of this show.
It's a great show.
Yeah,
it's hard to watch.
You're like,
sometimes.
It's so depressing.
Yeah, it's really
hard. Yeah,
I've
heard
watch.
That before.
Yeah,
but good.
So, and is it going to be another horror? Do we have no idea?
So we don't really know. Like, the poster is like a all white poster with like two black like ink blots shaped like people in the middle, and it's just called Us.
Does it look like an ink blot, like a mirror image, or is it just two like?
They're back to back, so they look similar, but they're not like the same.
Gotcha. Interesting.
And all we really have to go on is that he said he wants to do more social commentary horror, so you can maybe assume that that's what it is.
No,
but
interesting.
There's no like solid. Here's what I'm making next. Like,
Get Out was real good.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and then it's helped by not being, you know, kind of talked about before you see it.
Right.
And so that might be the same thing. I hope it doesn't fall victim
I knew nothing about that movie when I watched it.
Get Out?
And yeah.
Me neither.
I knew stuff, but it was I knew too much, because that's why I was slightly disappointed the first time I saw it.
Really?
Because yeah. I heard it was a horror movie, and I was like, horror. And it's not really a horror movie when you think it's, horror. Yeah,
no.
It's more of like a thriller suspense. Yeah. Yeah. But it was very much advertised as like, this is a horror movie. This is scariest movie. Thing you've ever seen. Blah.
Yeah,
hyperbole.
You know what was good about that movie? It was What's the dialogue. Like yes. Spoken dialogue.
You suck, dude. He was just making a slight
I've been itching to get on here and lambast BJ about not liking A Quiet Place.
Because it was quiet, like a chump.
So here's, you'll love this then. Tangent Trent. We're on it. So John Krasinski, director of A Quiet Place, is rumored to be teaming up with Aaron Sorkin for a project.
Oh, good. Dude.
So it'll be like the exact opposite.
Yes, it will be.
It'll be a very loud Italian family.
Very good. Yeah.
Talking a mile a minute.
And they all speak in incredible like monologues. Right, yeah. I know what I'm doing for my next audition.
A lot of walking and talking going on. Yeah.
Walking and talking in hallways. That reminds me, and we're just going to go further down the line.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys see that show, Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip?
Yes, I loved that show.
I loved that show. Yeah. Yep. And the writer's strike murdered it.
Yep.
And, made me so sad.
Just like many other thing.
Yep, I thoroughly enjoyed that show, too. Part of me is like, I don't think that's streaming anywhere right now, but...
It used to be, but I don't think it is.
Used to be on Netflix.
Yeah. All that stuff, comes and goes.
Yeah.
No, that show was awesome. It was like a perfect Matthew Perry project.
He was so good.
And then everything else, he's done is just like, I'm like, I enjoy this, canceled. I enjoy this, canceled. Yeah. I enjoy this, canceled.
What did I not like about... Oh, it's the one actress who's really good, but she just annoyed me in Studio 60. She was in... she killed it in the OJ movie, as the prosecutor,
Sarah Paulson.
Yes, Sarah Paulson.
Yeah, Sarah Paulson. I get that.
She's really good, but she annoyed me in that one. In that one, like I enjoyed her in Deadwood. I've enjoyed her in most everything, but it was because she was supposed to be this funny actress,
like really funny comedian.
Yeah, and she just didn't come off as like an actually funny person. You know, like if you had. Dang it! Who does this? The Target lady,
Kristen Wiig.
Kristen Wiig, yeah. Thanks, Jared.
You're welcome.
Who does the Target lady?
I believe her name is Terrence West.
Hopefully, the Target lady's husband.
Oh, by the way, you were completely right about Terrence West as a running back.
That's what I'm saying. And I said the wrong last name.
Not the artist, the actor from.
Yes.
I think
not
I'm thinking Terrence
Howard.
Terrence Howard. Terrence Stamp,
Howard.
I think is who I was thinking. Terrence Howard's the black guy.
There's a lot of Terrences.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so.
So you didn't like Sarah Paulson.
I didn't like Sarah Paulson.
The end of that. Any more entertainment news?
God, I think there was something. Dang it.
I feel like there was something, too. I saw, like, a trailer or I saw a teaser for something, and I was like, that's intriguing. Mental note, don't forget. And then I forgot. So...
You know why? Because your brain doesn't register the don't part. It just remembers the forget. That's why you're supposed to think. Remember.
Yeah. Rumors for Avengers 4.
Ooh.
Like nothing like, and this is all just wild speculation at this point. There it is. Spoiler alert.
Not really. I just felt like pushing my
buttons. Yeah, but if you haven't seen Infinity War, there's potential spoilers.
Yeah, hit the skip 15 for like three tries right now.
So they're talking about, obviously in Infinity War, half the universe dies. Which is
what?
I'm still crying.
I'm going to see this tomorrow.
That's a lot. Don't lie to me, BJ. Don't lie to me.
I'm still crying.
I love that movie.
Yes.
Anyway,
we'll talk about that.
They're trying to talk about like who might come back and who might not, like who might stay dead,
yes,
or who might get dead, who is not dead.
I think all the people that died are dead, and the people that disappeared are not dead.
No, the people who disappeared are not dead.
Yes.
The people who were like murdered.
Loki and Gamora, they're toast.
Yeah, they're dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Womp,
womp, womp.
R.I.P.
I'm not convinced.
But Chris Evans was just cast in a new, like, not like tentpole like movie, but like a big name movie with a big name director. So everyone's like, oh.
He's out.
He's out.
Interesting.
Like, he's not going to be surviving. So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Dang it, I wish I would have remembered. It was like a cool looking trailer or something. I was like, that looks intriguing, but I forgot.
It was definitely not Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Bringing it up.
Which I finally watched.
You saw, it's not out, is it?
The trailer, number two.
I was like, how did you see it?
I saw the movie, huh?
Yeah, I was like, what?
On the internet.
I watched the trailer.
Why did I see that dumb movie I saw today?
And I was like,
yeah. Oh, Ant-Man and Wasp? I think it looks good.
I think it'll be fun. I mean, Ant-Man was fun.
Yeah,
I hope it's not what a lot of like comedy, because it's a comedy. Comedy sequels are where we're just grasping for the same jokes to hope we can land the same way.
I hope it's not that easy. either.
But
any more entertainment news? No?
No.
Okay.
No.
That's what's up. What's up?
With news. No, I
don't. Which you...
We don't have any...
That drop is still on the drawing board, guys.
We don't have any voicemails this week, so we're going to skip that segment.
We should skip not mentioning that we have voicemails.
No, because if you're listening out there, give us a call. 619-438-0532.
This is where your segment would have played.
Yeah, you could have been played right here, right now. But instead, we will take a quick break. After these messages...
There's a better way to rent movies. As many as you want for only $17.99 a month and no late fees. Go to Netflix.com, make a list of the movies you want to see, and in about one business day, you'll get 3 DVDs. Keep them as long as you want without late fees. Then when you're done, look, prepaid envelopes. Return one, and they'll send you another movie from your list. It's easy.
Netflix. All the movies you want, only $17.99 a month and no late fees.
Back to the show. And just like that, we're back.
Why do I recognize that?
They are from Saturday ABC Saturday morning cartoon.
There it is.
Either that, I think the second one might be Nickelodeon, but I'm pretty sure they're both ABC.
I don't know why, but I thought dinosaurs.
Yeah, so ABC. Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
They're claymation little things, and like there's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Weird little claymations.
Yes, very weird.
I miss that. TV doesn't have that anymore.
TV doesn't have anything good, like theme songs.
Oh, I thought you just meant
Saturday mornings. Yeah, they have nothing for...
Are Saturday morning cartoons still a thing?
They're all the time cartoons. Oh, you just turn Cartoon on Network, like whatever or whatever cable. You're like, let's watch, you know, Nick Jr. And there's the 24 hours.
Yeah, the day specific, time specific.
Yeah.
Like a cultural happening that it was for so many years is not
it's
there.
Not
anymore.
The same.
So there aren't little kids getting
just
up at 6 a.m.
with a big bowl of cereal,
putting a VHS into the VCR and programming it for their dad so that everything gets recorded.
Yeah. Is that
that's what I did? Or I would record it. So they were the ones that were at 6 in the morning, and like because I love Muppet Babies. Mm-hmm. I know I'm a big girl, but whatever.
Solid choice.
Great show. And sometimes I feel like there was a while where it was on like really early, and it's like I'm not always going to wake up for that. So I learned how to program the VCR just so I could record that show.
Oh, really? That's okay.
Bitching. But then I would record everything so I could rewatch, because of course I want to rewatch the cartoons. Yep. Like that just makes sense.
Yeah,
that's
and I had
so
to like
sweet.
Describe to my dad how he could do it if he wanted to like record sports, and then I taught my mom how to do it so she could record soap operas for during the day. And I'm like, you know, I'm 6.
How do I use this iPhone?
Yeah, right. Yeah. They finally just got a smart TV.
My machine's not working.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Everything's a machine.
Shouting at the TV.
Like when you FaceTime with him, the phone's like way down here. Yeah. So all you just see is just every chin.
I'm like, my machine.
And they're like, son, you look so good. It's like, because I'm holding the phone here in front of my face. Yes.
Don't you see yourself?
Like,
look at you.
It's not like a speakerphone? No.
No, Mom.
Pretend like you're taking a selfie. What's that?
So I thought about video chatting them today, but I knew they'd be out and about because they're just leaving church and then breakfast and stuff. So I was like, I'll give her a call.
Why would you do that today?
Because today is Mother's Day.
Oh, it's Mother's Day. Yeah. Happy Mother's Day, y'all.
So if you haven't called your mom, you're listening to this later in the week,
lover.
So it's way too late.
No, the wrong kind of Mother's Day. Right. My bad.
It's a different kind of mother.
Bad. But yes.
That's a funny skit, though.
If you are listening to this now and you forgot, do it now.
This was yesterday.
Yeah, do it
say
now.
It now. Yeah. Say happy Mother's Day. Sorry, I forgot. Yeah. I was too busy for you, Mother.
I love you. I respect you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so, thanks for being amazing.
You know, you have to, if you want to get flowers, you have to arrange that a few days ahead of time.
Yes.
That's, you know, which is not going to happen.
Or you're
going to
pay
me.
Buku dollars.
Buku bucks.
Yeah. And so another Mother's Day or birthday or comes and it's like, damn it, I didn't do any preparation enough to like make something happen on that day other than a phone call.
Nice. So if you do something later, make it amazing.
Well, so I wrote my mom a poem today. So
and so
put it on Facebook. Like, here you go, Mom.
Nice. So, well done.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, here we go.
Well Done.
I print pictures.
That's what I do. Look, here's some photos.
Here's something that you'll
I drew you a picture.
It's like pictures like me, Lindsay, like the animals and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like
that's cool.
Cute, stuff she cute wants family to photos. Actually see. Yeah.
Cute family photos, not mm-hmm. not photos of you.
Your mom's like, oh, great. Rich went way out of his way.
Really out of his wheelhouse this year. The last present I got them that knocked it out of the park, it was Pete Souza's book from the Obama administration. Obama, an intimate portrait, which is a great photo book. If anybody, I'm not, why am I plugging somebody else's book? I should be plugging my own website. But no, it's a really great book. It's like all behind the scenes stuff because this guy had like unprecedented. I had didn't want to say that word, but it just came to mind. So there it is. I didn't mean to do the pun. But he had such access that there's so many like amazing photos.
Links or
yeah.
or
stuff I remember
like
hearing
that,
about it. Yes, like, yeah,
fantastic book. Yeah. Definitely check it out.
Yes,
that's cool. HBO just promote a Obama the last year of the Obama White House, like a really behind the scenes documentary. I'm looking forward to seeing that.
What, Jared?
Nothing. What? I just want to hit this button because we worked on
it. Tangent train.
Do it.
But no, it's not appropriate. Do it.
Push the button.
Why do you like Obama? Because
I'm black, y'all. Because I'm black, y'all. And I'm blacker than black. And I'm black, y'all. I'm blacker than black. Blacker than black. Black. I'm blacker than black. Yeah. Because I'm black and I'm black.
Yeah. I'm black, y'all.
Oh my god!
See, it's not really appropriate.
Oh, it's always appropriate.
It's funny, dude. I love me.
I was gonna do. I was just gonna hit the button.
If I could make that like an outgoing ringtone for everyone y'all. That I call, because
yeah. you guys are just like talking about Obama man. And all this, and I did this why for my mom, yeah. and I just wanted to hit the button so badly, but then I had to ruin it by laughing first. But no,
it's perfect. Yeah. It's better now.
Yeah. No, that's a drop that needs to get played. Absolutely. It needs to be in rotation.
Please play that every time I'm on the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Preferably like, after you introduce me.
Right? It's Rich Soublet.
I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm blacker than black, and I'm black, y'all. I'm blickety black, blacker than black, black. I'm blacker than black, yo, because I'm black, and I'm black.
For those in the cheap seats who don't know, where is that from, DJ?
It's from CB4. Yes. The
Chris Rock rap spoof.
When we were trying to get the drop, we had a YouTube video that was like it on loop for like 5.5, 6
and it's
minutes.
So funny. It's just over and over. Because first of all, that clip is hilarious.
It's so good.
It's the same. You're like, oh, he's just like
standing there.
Fist
with
in the,
he's like standing with his fist. It's so good. It's,
what the lyrics. Man. I'm black, y'all. I'm black, y'all.
Yeah, it's good. It's good stuff.
Blickety blackety black.
That's it funny. Speaks to me on a personal level.
It's great.
Absolutely.
So good.
But kind of going with that transition, you guys want to talk about Donald Glover a little bit? A little bit, Donald Glover?
Sure. Yeah, that was kind of a big thing this week. Sort of in the news-ish, but, you know, we're into our mishmash.
Our main topic is going to be a big blurb
big hobglob.
Stuff. Yeah.
Hobglob. That's our word.
Hobglob.
I like potpourri, but you know.
Yeah.
But potpourri's good.
That's an actual word.
Potpourri's good.
That's a word commonly used to describe this situation.
Yeah. Chair's like, I didn't make that word up, but I did make up hobglob.
I did make up hobglob. That is true.
I made up a little bit of it. So.
Did you? 3% of it. So I only saw a couple of skits of Donald Glover on SNL.
Okay.
So how was that? Because I didn't see this. I didn't actually watch it.
I watched A Kanye Place. I heard that one was a parody of Quiet Place. It was funny.
It was pretty good. That was pretty good.
It was pretty good. Yeah. I wouldn't say it was. Well, see.
Go
my problem with Saturday Night Live these days is it's not live anymore. There's just literally, they just film stuff over and over
again. It's live,
but
they have a lot of like pre-filmed.
It's all pre-filmed. I'm like, that's not live. You're just playing a video to a live studio audience. Like, that's all of TV.
I don't know. I don't mind that.
They used to do that, but it was more.
But there was like one thing.
It was like few and far between.
There was like one thing that was like, and here's the Robert Smigel cartoon.
Right. Or here's the Lonely Island or something.
Digital short, right? It was one thing. Now there's so many skits that are filmed. I'm like, what is the point of this show anymore?
I don't know. I don't have a problem with that though.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, because they're still doing live stuff, but
yeah,
and presenting it live, but
just not as much, and it's a bummer.
So,
but anywho,
but I watched it on Hulu.
The whole episode. I only saw
the
Kanye Place on YouTube after.
So you saw that one?
That's
and
it.
That's the only one.
Yep.
And what did you see, Rich?
Well, I saw his musical performance.
I didn't even see the performance. Yeah. I heard about it. And then right when I was going to go watch the performance, everyone's like, oh, the video's out. And I'm like, what? There's a video, too? So I watched that.
Yeah, that got so much buzz. Like, so much buzz.
We're talking about This is America.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what were your thoughts on the song before we talk about the actual video? Did you like the song itself?
So he did the song on the Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
And so he did two songs. Mm-hmm. And they're both songs that I feel like maybe if I were to just listen to it in a, you know, with headphones and
yep.
and just like as a song instead of a performance.
Really get into piece. It and dissect it.
Maybe so. Yeah, probably so. And I think that it's probably good. I've enjoyed like a lot of the Childish Gambino. Like I've got mm-hmm. that on Apple mm-hmm. Music and listened to some of that and very much liked it. So I think that I probably really enjoy. I enjoyed them, but it's like anything, you know, it's like when you go see your favorite band and they play new stuff and you're like, and it's hard to like break down the new songs
because
sure. yep. you're not familiar with them.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to listening to them a few more times and then watching the live performances again.
See, that's the same thing with me. I haven't seen, I haven't heard the song just as a song. I saw the SNL performance and then I saw the video
yeah.
very shortly right after.
I haven't mm-hmm. listened to it as just a song either.
And I don't know. Like it's so performance heavy to me that I'm like, is it actually a good song? Like that's not the way yeah. to say it, no, but like yeah. just watching the video. Cause I saw I totally don't even remember his SNL because the video is just like, holy shit balls. Like
the video is like a wrecking ball in your face.
The live performances he does some really cool stuff with the lasers yeah. and yeah, staging yeah, yeah. and everything. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so, and there's clearly a whole performance piece happening right. on both of the songs of right. a group of dancers. And then they're like playing on the, it's interesting. Like I need to watch them again.
Have you seen the video?
I did see the video. Yeah.
Cause yeah. yeah. Cause after I watched the video,
it's the same,
like,
it's that same group of dancers.
Right. Oh, really?
It wasn't as impactful on SNL as yeah. it was watching the
no,
music
it was
video.
Clearly like this music yeah. video. It was the art piece.
Right.
Yes, you know, that was the main goal.
Right.
And everything else is like parted
and,
out.
And then,
front,
yeah, and I bet I that like watching that SNL performance again is probably just somehow catering to or serving or pointing to the video, which
absolutely.
Is the mm-hmm. real piece. So.
I get that.
What are your thoughts on the video?
It was interesting. I mean, it's interesting. Like it's good. And he's really Midas, you know, right now. I mean, yeah. so like, I love him
yep.
so much.
Please do everything.
Yeah.
Be in all the things. Yeah.
yeah and so maybe which is one of the reasons why, I was disappointed in the whole Saturday Night Live episode, like the whole yeah. the whole right. thing as a whole. I was like,
"You're this better than this.
This is not funny." Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. There were skits. I'm like, "That's not funny."
I feel
funny.
Like that always happens though when you're like, "There's like a highly anticipated guest."
Maybe so. You know? Maybe so.
I don't know.
Maybe
I've so. Always felt that way whenever, like, "Oh, The Rock's coming on." Like, I don't know how everybody feels about Dwayne The Rock Johnson, but I fucking
who
love that
doesn't
guy.
Love him?
That guy's hilarious. He's awesome.
I love The Rock.
And then he's on there. I'm like, well, this is okay.
Yeah,
like, it's fine.
Yeah, good job.
Like, it's not spectacular.
Maybe so.
Fine.
Maybe your expectations are such that they can't be met.
Yeah.
So, it's interesting. So, my friend Lori Linner, whose opinion I value, mm-hmm. Exactly the opposite. This is she called it the best episode of Saturday Night Live she's ever seen,
wow.
and she's watched every one since 1975.
Oh my god!
And I was like, really?
Why?
Like,
did she say why?
No, just that he's talented and funny, and she wishes that he wrote every skit and something like that. And, yeah. So yeah, it was, and so yeah, I need to watch it again. But
then again, you didn't like A Quiet Place, so
it's true. That's why
so
I was
who
like,
knows
you know,
where we can.
I'm like,
and agree with BJ or not?
it's nothing new.
Yeah, I like to stand on.
Yeah, the entire world is raving about Donald Glover's Saturday Night Live performance. I don't get it. Thought it sucked. I'm like, where are the words? I'm tired. I want to eat my popcorn loudly. So,
where are the words? That's classic BJ.
Oh, so, anyway,
Rich, what do you think of the This Is America?
So,
video?
I only like when I first saw it, it was the video and mm-hmm. the song together. So for me, it's I want to wait like a couple weeks to, in trying to just listen to the song, sure. see if I can like forget the video. But right. I don't know if that's possible because it just like smacks you across the face.
It really is. I mean, that's something. You know? That there's just mad commentary, just like. Blam! Here you go.
All different kinds of commentary.
Yeah, there's a little like
imagery with the dancing and what's going on in the background, and like mm-hmm. the combination of like using like God, like South African music with like Southern trap music,
which is
like,
really catchy. I mean,
and
it's
hymnals
catchy.
And like what uh-huh. is going on? Like this is crazy.
Yeah, and then the out of nowhere shotgun gun violence that happens.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
And then the visuals yeah. of like, you know, the bodies are like dragged away and yep. the guns are like very carefully taken
yeah,
away.
Let's
and
forget about
up
this.
And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, protect this.
Man.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
So
I'm like, clearly he has something to say.
Yeah. yeah. And kudos, wow. man. Kudos to
yeah,
that.
Absolutely.
You know, he's got a stage right now. He's got a microphone and
I
want to
take
advantage.
I want to give that same credit to anybody that has anything to say, even if it's something that I don't agree with. If you can say it that artfully and that well,
yep,
I'll give it a listen.
Yep.
Like, yeah, I will listen to you.
Yeah,
even if it's not right, literally right up my alley.
It is.
Like, well, that's not speaking to my experience at all.
Yeah. Yeah. No thanks. Lame. No, that video is just nutty because you're like, yeah. what's going on? And they're like, he's just dancing kind of weird. And you're like, okay, what's going on? You're like focusing on the video, not so much the words.
Right.
And you're like, what is
it
happening?
It takes like
and
a
then
second
all
or third
blah,
watch.
Blah, blah, blah. You're like, yeah. whoa, where yeah. did that come from?
Like, and pump the brakes. Let me rewind that. What
yeah,
happened?
What?
Should I have seen that coming?
Yeah. It's nuts. Yeah.
Yeah. That was definitely like a little cultural phenomenon there for those few days when
I
it
love
first
those.
Came out.
I feel like we don't
it
get
is.
Enough of those anymore.
It's fun, yeah.
I like, feel like there's a lot moments. More of those coming
really?
These days.
Oh, coming?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, coming.
Maybe. I hope so.
No, but like everything, all the hashtags, like everything's coming. Like it's all coming to a head. Do you not think so? Or do you think it's just like business as usual still?
You mean as in a society?
Yeah.
Jared's asking whether or not the revolution will be televised.
Is revolution? Are we on the doorstep of yeah, earth-changing revolution? Well, yeah.
I think.
But like every like so you know,
I think that
there's so much like knowledge now, and so many people yeah. are quote woke that it's like yeah, mm-hmm. like we are paying attention to. You know, equal
think,
rights and,
yeah.
and the Me Too movement and the Time's Up movement. And
yeah,
the
there's a lot of stuff
everything.
That's like
we're going to come to, I think we'll come to the collective agreement that, and this will be no matter what side of what issue you're on,
uh-huh.
is that if you are a person with a job and an internet connection in the United States, then your ignorance is a choice.
Yep.
Because the knowledge is there for you.
It's true.
It just is. Like, it's right there. You just go get it.
I agree.
Yeah, but that's a choice that is opted.
It's a hard choice.
And it's one well, that's yeah. opted for, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
But for a lot of folks, you mm-hmm. know, choose to believe that this is reality, you know, that this is the truth.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Any, moving on.
Some light,
so,
moving some on light social commentary,
yeah.
guys.
Yeah.
I'm all super excited. Jared, have you gotten? We're going to talk about it in the episode coming up.
Well, what's that? Oh,
Cobra Kai.
I have not done it yet.
No,
no.
Oh, I heard it was really good.
That's what I hear too.
It's a
That's what I hear too.
Yeah. I've watched it twice already.
Really?
Twice? Yeah. All the way through?
Yeah.
How many episodes is it?
It's 10 episodes, about a half hour.
Okay.
Each,
Rich,
so.
Would you like?
Yes, please.
On okay. my way. It's yay. 10 episodes and they're 30 minutes, or are they an
give
hour?
Give or take.
Okay, 30
give
minutes.
Give or take 40 minutes, probably some.
Interesting.
But man, it's just so. There are moments. This is what's well, great about it.
Yeah.
Is that. Okay, I won't talk about it too much because we're going to talk to Fernando J. Huerta
yes.
and break the whole thing down. But
oh,
just
yeah.
in general,
that's perfect for that.
In
yes.
general,
yes.
there are things that this show does because of your decades long investment in the characters of the original movie.
Sure,
the original movie.
Oh, yes, number one.
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. I don't even remember. Well, I mean,
well, he's not
actually,
in number two.
No, he's in. Oh, Johnny's not. I don't
no.
think.
He's
but
in
he's
number two for like
for
2 minutes.
Yeah, the very beginning.
Oh,
the beginning
right, right. Think, yeah. Oh, right. When they play out what happens at the end.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but they use all that in a way that it's just so. And dude, William Zabka kills it.
Billy Z, yeah. Baby.
Say again, no?
I said Billy Z.
The other Billy Z.
Oh, that's funny. That's his cool. That's his name. That's
no, I just decided to say that right now.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea. Like,
William, then if yes, you're out there, we've got a new nickname for you.
Billy Z.
You can follow me on Twitter at Billy Z.
Billy Zane's like, that what the
might
fuck?
Be, yes, that might be taken already.
Billy underscore Z. Yeah, sorry, yeah, my bad. Right.
Most people think of Billy Zane, they think of Titanic. I think of Tales Zoolander. From, no, I think of Tales from the Crypt.
You oh, the movie? The Demon movie. Knight? Yeah, that's a good I movie too,
oh
man.
Oh my gosh.
I
don't
think I saw that.
Solid.
No, I
he's,
think,
and
I
actually,
think
he's great in that movie.
He's good in everything. Yeah. Tombstone? Class oh, A.
Yes. Yeah, he's good in Tombstone.
Yeah,
prettiest anyway. Man I ever saw.
So anyway, Cobra Kai is good times.
Cobra Kai is good. We're going to talk about that. And if you haven't seen it yet, you should.
Billy Zabka.
All you listeners out there.
Well, it's only on stupid YouTube.
I know, but you can get a free trial and then cancel.
Yeah.
And exactly. Cost you nothing.
Which is what everyone's going to do. But unless
I actually
they,
paid the month because I already used
because
my free
Because you liked
trial.
It that much?
Well, because I used my free trial and I really wanted to watch it.
Yeah. Okay.
And so...
How
so,
much is it? $10?
$13. Just way too much.
Yeah, seriously. Come
way
on.
Too much.
Come on, YouTube.
For yeah, that's just too much.
That I was about to ask what Netflix is at now, much. Which I have.
$10. So. Yeah, $9.99.
Yeah, $10.
Yep. Which, speaking of Netflix, it is impossible. Impossible to keep up with the amount of bullshit that they are pumping out. And I just use the word bullshit because whatever.
Well, no,
but it is so
right.
much.
Insane amount of content.
It is way too much. And it's like, you guys have a really good thing going on. And you guys put out a lot of good content. And you guys are just throwing the shit to
I mean, I blame, this is the world that we live in now where they have information on everyone and they know what people want to watch. So...
They just might make not, everything for everyone.
They just make for everything for everyone.
Right.
Just throw it all out there and like, well, someone's going to watch this.
It
so.
Is way too much.
Yeah.
Way too much.
I'm with you.
So I turned on the show Money Heist. Have you seen?
That's a stupid name.
It's kind of a stupid name.
Is it a good show?
Who's in? So there's people
it's
in
hard
that.
To say.
There's people in that.
there are people.
Well, it turns out that it's a Spanish film. It's a series. It's a Netflix series.
Uh-huh.
Why do we know this? Go ahead.
But there it's they've been promoting it and it comes up on the thing. It's got the person in the mask.
Sure.
It's Spanish, and so you can either listen to on Netflix. You can choose the audio, mm-hmm. and there's an English dub
so
overdub,
you have the dub, or you can do Spanish with subtitles.
Which I prefer the subtitles. Like,
same.
Yeah. And so, but sometimes you need to look away and do something else. So I switch
like
it over.
Like your dishes.
Right.
Yeah. So I switch over to the
go
English
back and forth
thing.
In the middle of an episode.
Yes.
It gives you that option.
So anyway, so
I could never do that.
I think it could be good. Could be good. We'll see. So. It's pretty good.
Because I heard that, like, somebody was talking about that, and I heard the name. I'm like, Money Heist?
Yeah,
it's
what kind of lazy ass.
Well,
name
I think
is.
So. If it was a foreign name,
I wonder if they're stealing money.
If it was a foreign name that didn't translate very well,
it's got to be.
And so that's how I can kind of see that funky name.
I'll give them that.
Yep.
It blows my mind because I'm like, what am I going to watch? And then I'm like, I go through. The new releases or recent whatever. I'm like, oh, watch something new. And then I start scrolling, and the first 15 things I see are all Netflix originals. And I'm like, ugh.
And then you're overwhelmed.
And then I go to search for something, and I'm like, let's just search for this. Not there, not there, not there, not there, not there, not there. Oh, what would you guys like me to watch? Oh,
Netflix
the 18,000 Netflix originals that you have. And it's like,
that is not an exaggeration.
Like,
that's the actual number.
It is. It's
so much.
It is way too much. But like, how can you like fault them? Because they're a great service and they do have tons of other stuff that's not Netflix.
Yeah.
But it's like,
I'm amazed. I guess I'm not amazed, but that they have the money to make just so many different
things.
I'm
thinking, I could be wrong, but I'm thinking that they're,
they buy a lot of stuff.
That they're following like Amazon's, you know, example of not, of constantly investing in the product and not making any, not making an actual profit.
Right.
For
just constantly reinvesting.
Yeah. Like Amazon took, like,
I am sure
20 years
Netflix
to, like,
is making a profit.
I'm not so sure. I'm really not like, that all of what they're doing is going, they're spending so much money, But they're establishing themselves in the market as the streaming service to have.
I don't know if they're doing that. They're slowly losing me, which is weird. Like, not that I'm gonna be like, I'm canceling my Netflix. Right.
No, but it's I feel the same way.
It's like you guys are doing. Yeah. You're trying way too hard.
I think that's what I think that's my guess at why we see so much content is that they're trying to invest more and more and make it.
I think it was at the very beginning of the year. You're like, I saw a news article. Netflix is like producing 700 new titles this year.
What?
Right. And it's like, yeah. And so every week I'm like, Jesus. I'm going to go watch Joel McHale. And then I go to new updates or whatever. And there's five new shows and two new movies.
Yeah.
And it's like, anybody watching these Adam Sandler movies? Like,
This week,
I haven't seen any of these Adam Sandler
and Chris Rock. It's like their kids are getting married movie.
For some mysterious reason, Adam Sandler is money in the bank
for Netflix.
Not just for anyone who
he's a billionaire.
Hasn't do anything.
I mean, I love Adam. I like old school Adam Sandler from like the early late 90s, early 2000s. No,
he's all right, but he yeah.
Were you never a fan, Bijan?
I was not a fan, but I just kind of felt like he was kind of a not a one trick pony, but a
kind of. He was like, he was good as a man child, like
big overgrown baby, right? Yeah, funny. I mean, like a funny guy,
but then he makes like other Punch stuff Drunk Love great. Or I enjoyed Spanglish, where you're like, wow, this guy's so good.
I enjoyed
good.
Both of those. Yeah.
Oh, Rain Over Me,
right?
That was a good
I haven't
one
seen that one,
and you're like, wow, he's actually really good. And then after he makes Punch Drunk Love in Spanglish, he's like, I'm going to go make me and my
Billy
twin
Madison's
sister movie where
yeah.
I play both
right,
parts.
Right.
And it's like, what
Jack
are you doing?
Jill.
Right. Yeah. Where it's like, what? And I never saw it, but I'm sure it's bad.
I saw bits of it.
But it's like, but now he's Netflix's golden child, where he's like, I'm going to do two shows and three movies and put them all on Netflix. Why not?
And and just the cost of all these productions, you know, they're costing a fortune. That's why I can. It's easy for me
maybe
to imagine.
Maybe not though. Like maybe they're
maybe not.
Maybe,
maybe
not.
Maybe
they're a skeleton crew with amateur everybody.
Oh, well, I thought you were going to say maybe they.
But
just
I mean,
make enough money
the,
to they're not losing it
or that. Or
the latest one is Adam Sandler and Chris Rock. Like.
Yeah.
Comedy gold, you know what I'm saying? And
right.
It's like, and I've only seen the trailer because Netflix makes me watch the trailer, but it's, you
that
know,
look interesting.
His daughter is marrying Chris, or Adam Sandler's daughter is marrying Chris Rock's son, and they're like, it's a family wedding, and it's like, uh-oh, shenanigans are probably going to happen.
Here we
yeah.
go.
And like, I haven't seen it, but it's like, why is this here? Like, why is it straight? I remember we were talking a while back where one of the first big Netflix movies was coming out. And I was like, this is going to be weird. Like, straight to Netflix.
What movie
no
was
theater.
That?
It wasn't that.
No, it was before that.
But
wasn't oh, my God.
I don't remember what it was.
The Ridiculous Six? Or was it before that?
No, it was before that. Too. Anyway, it was something with big. Or no, maybe it hasn't come out yet. It was like somebody was mentioning they were making a sequel to something. I forget what it was. Regardless, I was like,
Cloverfield movie?
Nope. No.
Oh, my God.
We're not going to come up with it. So forget about what it was.
By the way, A Quiet Place was almost a Cloverfield movie.
Yes. Yes,
like
it was
almost in that universe?
Yes. They're still trying to say that it's not, but there's many a fan theory that says that it is.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I don't know if that's something like the writing room or like in production, and they're just like, hey, we can make a lot of money if we add this to this thing.
You could add it to this universe.
Oh, interesting.
I'm so glad they didn't like make an official yes, they did.
Until
the whole universe is so like,
there's only so much you can do with that premise.
Multiverse.
And I feel like they did everything already.
The Cloverfield.
Determine they could do whatever they want.
What was it, 10 Cloverfield Way?
10 Cloverfield Lane. Fantastic.
That's a fantastic movie.
It is a really good movie, but the connection to the original Cloverfield is so tenuous, like I'm
at
like
best.
This,
ooh, that's a good word.
Yeah, I did my crosswords today.
Yeah,
exactly.
So, but I just don't think that whole thing and this newest one,
Paradox.
Yeah,
they're all like
a hot steaming pile of garbage.
When I
want
that one was
Cloverfield 2,
one
I
want to
see
sense,
a monster.
But
it made
Paradox
more sense.
Made more sense
yes.
for Cloverfield than 10 Cloverfield Lane did.
Yes,
right.
But 10 Cloverfield
they're
Lane is so much better of a movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's ridiculous. But it's weird to me that when I first heard about like they're gonna make this movie come out on Netflix, like instead of in the
theaters.
We're announcing
the movie, and by the way, it's out right now.
Right. And like, it's like, what? That's weird. It was,
right.
I wish that I could
Super
remember.
That was Super Bowl ad, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Super Bowl ad.
I wish I could remember what the movie I was thinking of was. It was like a big time, like big director. Anyway. But it was like, this is going to be on Netflix. And I was like, that's bizarre. How is that going to work? I was like, are you going to big, is the budget going to come small down? Is it going to be like a shitty quality movie? And it's like, no, it's going to be. But it's not. Like some
Maybe,
of them.
I don't know, man.
Some of them, like,
some
did
of them
you,
are good.
What was it called? Shine? What was it called?
Bright.
Bright.
I didn't watch Thank that. You. Was it good?
It was good.
I enjoyed it. It got mad hate, though. Like, people hated it.
I heard it was like, you're either in the red side or the blue side.
Yeah,
like, you love this
hated
movie or
it.
You absolutely loathe it.
I didn't love it. I liked
to
it.
To your very core.
I was like, this is fun. It's good. Yeah. Cool.
Okay.
Good concept.
I thought
well
it was
executed. Great special effects, I thought. Yeah. Good acting.
Good performances.
Yeah, I was like, this is good. Good movie. Why are people hating on it so bad? Yeah. Because they can, and because it's pumped right in their living
That's
room,
what we do.
And everyone watched it
and
on the day
hate.
That it
Everyone's
came out.
Everyone's got an opinion now on a keyboard.
Yeah. Well, and that's I really wish they put out numbers, because you know Avengers comes out and it makes X about a billions of dollars and it breaks box office records.
All of the money.
Well, and I'm just wondering, like, when hey, there's a Will Smith movie coming out on Netflix called Bright. It's just like. Kind of fantasy, kind of social commentary movie. Like, let's check it out.
Like,
and
how
I
many
wonder,
people watched it?
It's available on Friday. Yeah. And I wonder how many people on Friday go click, let's see the new Will Smith movie.
And like, how do they measure that as a success? It's like, well, so much of our like ex already subscribers watch this and we like gain new subscribers based on it?
Right.
Or like, what's the.
Well, it's like the whole Cobra Kai thing. Like, I wonder how big the bump in YouTube Red is.
Because
right now,
that.
Because everyone's saying that show is crazy good.
Probably pretty
it's
good.
It's got to be pretty good, yeah. And I imagine that.
But then I wonder how many people keep it or they just cancel it. Because they're like, I watched my 10 episodes and
well,
I don't need 30 more
that
days of this.
That's Google. And they'll they got so much money.
Google right. will get your money.
It's not like, yeah, it's
they
not
will
like.
Get your
it's
money.
Not like, you know,
one
they
way
need
or
this.
Another.
They need this show to fly
right.
and be yeah. well received
well,
in order
the
for them to survive.
The YouTube
he said
stuff.
With a Google phone in his pocket.
Well, that's the thing with any of the YouTube
that's listening
stuff.
To me
like,
disparage Google.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
Alexa's going to say, excuse me, actually.
Google, who's the Google assistant?
Isn't that Alexa?
It's just Google
it's
assistant.
It's just Google assistant.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, Google.
Hey, Google.
But
okay,
Alexa
Google.
Uses
okay,
it.
Google, right.
Right.
Okay,
Google, right. We see we woke it up.
It's okay. See, everyone has a different thing. Okay, yeah. Google. Hey, Siri.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Siri sucks.
No, she doesn't.
Compared to Google.
I like my I like Amazon.
I've done the bench
Alexa
tests with because my boss has an iPhone.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, oh, which one's better? And I'm like, I don't care. Like, use what's good for you, whatever. But we both, like, I forget what it was we were looking at. We were looking at something, like, photography related. And yeah. And the Google one had, like, what I wanted and seven things that were perfectly related. And Siri could, like, barely
this
answer
This is
the
what
question.
I can find. Yeah. Yeah, this is what
I found
what
this on the internet, on
bitch,
Google.
I'm driving.
Yeah. So, basically, Siri Googles it
Let
for
me
you.
Let Google that for you.
That's what you at least do. You know what? I don't mind that. Siri, do that. Google this for me and tell me what to come up with.
Be honest about it.
Yeah.
Don't pretend like you
but
know.
I don't know.
But the easy stuff is she's fine for like simple stuff. What's the weather? What's
sports scores?
Yeah.
And
what's
weather.
The score? Yeah. Yeah. What's traffic like? She's gets all the good stuff.
Not sure what you mean by that. Here's what I found.
What were we talking
all right,
about?
Stuff we're watching.
Is that what we're talking about?
Well, you know.
Okay, because I watched a movie today.
It was Cobra
Yeah,
Cat.
Tell me
what
about this
watch
movie.
Today?
Jared, Let's hear
tell
about
us.
It.
He's really excited to talk about this movie, guys.
So
because I heard a review of this movie on NPR today.
Did Ooh. You?
Yeah.
Well, who goes first?
I want to know. Hold on. So here's the deal.
All right.
Today is Sunday, Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. And it's the day we're recording. And I got off work at 4:30, I think is when I was like, I'm off work. And we're like, what time are we going to go? And we're waiting on, you had a shoot to do and all this stuff. I was like, what time are we going?
Yeah, yeah.
8 o'clock. And I was like, okay, great. Well, I don't really want to go home because Samantha's out doing stuff with her mom. And I was like, okay, well, no one's going to be at home. So what am I going to do? I'll drive towards BJ's and I'll maybe see what's going on, walk around the mall. And I was like, oh, I have movie pass. Duh. I'll just go see a movie.
I'll go see
a movie. Yeah. So I checked show times and the only thing that lined up with what time it was the new Melissa McCarthy movie called Life of the Party. And this is a movie where she goes back to college to finish her college degree, and her daughter is in school at the same time. And I was immediately just looking at the
Why
premise,
does it sound
back
familiar?
To school, I was like, yeah. This is back
Rodney
Dangerfield.
Dangerfield.
Yes.
It's not the same.
Did she get any respect? That's my burning question.
Not the same movie. It was so not for me.
Yeah.
I don't know who it's for, really. It was slow.
Was any of it funny?
Jokes. There was one really funny. Like, I legitimately laughed loud and hard at one part of the movie. Other than that, it was very predictable. I knew where the punchlines were. I knew what the punchlines were going to be.
Yeah.
The plot's super predictable. It's like, oh, no, she's a mom and no one likes her. And then, no, she goes to a party and now she's kind of fun. And, oh, no, she's going to get kicked out. Let's have a party and raise money. Oh, no.
Oh,
how are we going to get people to show up? Let's tweet and say Christina Aguilera is going to be here. By the Bell she's episode. Not going to be here. Guess what? Here she is. Like, it was so, A to B to C to D. Like, you're just like, yep, okay, got it. But like I said, there was one really funny part. And so, like I said, I don't know who it's for. I don't know if it's, like, a mom-daughter movie, but, like, the mom-daughter relationship's not what the movie's focusing on. It's, I don't know. It was fine. Like, it was, you know.
Wake up tomorrow and it's gonna be like, this movie made $20 million.
You know how bad this movie was? Jared didn't say I loved it. So, you know, it's a lousy movie. So
it was fine.
Like, are you saying Jared likes everything?
No, I do. I am notoriously guilty of liking everything.
So I'm with you, Jared. I'm a super easy audience.
Right.
Like, I'm a really easy
guy. And
so,
like I said, it was fine. Like, it wasn't, like, the best movie ever. Did I regret sitting there for an hour and 45 minutes while I needed something else to do? No.
Okay.
But it was like, am I going to be like, you should go see it? No.
Yeah.
But why not? Like,
yeah.
If you like Melissa McCarthy, Maya Rudolph is in it. She's funny as hell. She stole the show, kind of. Jillian Jacobs is in it. She was funny, like, as the weird, quirky friend.
Right on.
But it's like, it's very, very... You know exactly what's coming. You know, who the characters are and what they're going to do. And so, anyway, does my review match up with NPR? Or are they raving about it?
They were saying, "Oh no, no." They, the dude was like, "So apparently, like, her husband directs it. So she writes it, and then he directs it.
Okay,
and they had worked together apparently on another movie." Molly or Kathy or
the one TV woman's show name. Mike and Molly?
Nope.
Is she on that? She was on that. Yeah, that's where she started.
No, just a one woman show, one woman name of a movie that she did.
Okay.
And that I forgot the name of it.
Sure.
But there he was just saying that it just doesn't work. Like, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Like,
that movie or
either
Life
one
of Party?
Either
Life
one. And Party, that this one is the same combination. And again, it doesn't work.
Gotcha.
And it's just kind of, this is not that funny. And
it's very, very predictable. Huh. Like, everything, you can see everything coming. The only thing that I can't say that because I saw that coming too. Very beginning, it's like, she's dropping her kid off at senior year of college. And then it's like, well, how is she going to end up at school?
Okay, let me guess.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. All right, I have a problem.
Stretch out. Hold on. Let me set the stage. Her and her husband are dropping her daughter off at senior year of college.
Right. Uh-huh. That's what my problem is. By the time you're a senior in college, you are dropping yourself off.
Sure. Yep. Yep.
So, go ahead.
The husband's kind of douchey, like, get in the car, get out of the car. What do you pack your bowling balls? Blah, kind of a jerk.
What if I just stay here and go to school with Nancy?
As they're leaving, he goes, I want a divorce. And she's like, what am I supposed to do? And then,
why don't you go to college?
She goes to college, yeah.
There's a montage.
Because she dropped out because they got pregnant, and he was like, well, you should be the wife. And it's dumb.
Make no mistake, it's dumb.
Right. And there was one really funny part where she establishes that she's not good at public speaking, and then her, like, midterm is to, like, give a presentation in class in her favorite subject where she's nailing, like, she's acing the course.
Yeah.
And then she gets up and, like, it's just Melissa McCarthy being fantastic.
Yeah.
Where it's like, this is what you should be doing.
Right.
All of this, forget all the others.
I've enjoyed her in the small
doses.
She's
entertaining. She's funny.
Like, Bridesmaids, when she's like the brass slapstick, like, bring it on.
Yeah.
Right.
And so,
but every time I stepped outside of that, I'm like,
and, like, she wasn't bad. Like, she
stay in the box.
She can carry
what's
the movie.
In the box?
So Melissa McCarthy's head.
Right?
Spoiler alert.
Like, she can carry the movie. Like, she's fun to watch. She's charming.
She's a leading lady. Yeah.
She's charming. Yeah. And Maya Rudolph, like I said, good supporting cast. Like, it's just the story is just like,
meh.
Why should I care about any of this? Yeah. Like, anyway. But I do want to do this real quick.
Do it. Spoiler alert.
and I want to talk to Rich about Avengers Infinity War. Yay. So if you're one of the 12 people that haven't seen this movie yet, stop listening right to the podcast right now. But yes, for the last little bit, I think, unless there's anything else anybody wants to talk about.
Well, are you watching Silicon Valley?
Yes.
Oh, good. Good.
I've seen all of them except for the finale.
Joy in BJ's face right now.
I've seen all of them. Well, I got him into the show, and then I took a break and haven't watched it.
Oh, good.
But because then I'm all caught up. Yes.
Good. All right. So I'm going to be watching the finale tonight.
Yeah, I haven't seen the finale yet. So is there tonight? Oh, yeah.
Barry. Have you been watching Barry?
I haven't seen Barry yet.
So I want to get into Barry.
I'm waiting for Barry to be done so I can watch it all the way
through.
Okay. Because that's how I got into Silicon Valley. I didn't watch it secretly.
Right.
And I feel like this is going to be another show where I want to just plow all the way through the first season and then be like, okay, you got me.
So Silicon Valley, last week or 2 weeks ago, had one of the funniest moments that I have, like, in watching TV in a very, very long time.
This makes me so happy.
It was so now you're up to date with it, Rich?
I'm not up to date, but tell me, because I'll watch it, because I watched them, like,
well, you can't really unless you hear about, like, this is the terrible thing that happens to their company now, like,
right,
you can't really spoil this show. It's comedy. Anyway.
So there, the part of this story is this artificial intelligence thing, and they get this robot with a woman's face.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's very realistic.
It's creepy as fuck.
And so she's kind of a character in the storyline.
Uh-huh.
And so they end up getting her somehow. Yeah, I forget how.
They basically kind of kidnap her.
And so one of the characters, the
corporate
CFO,
Jared.
The very thin guy.
His name's Jared.
Hilarious. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's hilarious. Spends all night talking to her and like, and it's like,
bonding,
she's so great.
She's the,
like,
best conversation I've ever had.
Yeah, this is the best, you know. And so Richard's like,
well, and not only she's like a top,
she's only a torso, right? She's
just
a
torso.
Oh my god,
there's no bottom. She's like a top torso on a metal plate.
That's fantastic.
That's it. Yeah. And so, oh, that is sweet. And you know, and so Richard goes to, he's like, well, we need to get rid of her. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, Richard, we can't. You know, so he goes to talk to her.
Let's take her back.
And she's like, it's light outside, but I can still see the moon.
Oh my god.
And then he's like, oh god, I can't kill you. You know, I can't
take you back.
Right. And so they're like, clearly they're both like, that's infatuated
fantastic.
With the woman. And they're talking about, like, they do this whole thing about how, you know, that maybe she's this and she feels
she can be this.
And then they end up, like, the very next scene is them, like, dismantling her and, like, rip her, like, face off.
Does it hard cut to that?
Very
where like,
hard.
That's
well, very hard.
He's basically like, okay, we do have to give her back, but maybe we can talk to them into, like, letting us reboot her or whatever because, like, whatever. They're trying to use her for their programming.
Uh-huh.
And it's hard cut to, like, face ripping off. Like,
and they just, like, and
then. Yeah, hard cut's like one of my favorite.
It's so funny.
One of my favorite
TV
shows.
And they just cut to like them, like, with screwdrivers, like prying her eyeballs out, you know, and just like, and the guy's like, takes his face and like, look at me, I'm a robot, man, 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 man. And this look on their face, they're just like shocked, like watching them.
This is horrific.
It was, God, it was so funny. Like,
that's,
it was
awesome.
Comedy brilliance.
Well, it's right because, like, Jared is like, do we have to give her back? And he's like, yes. And Richard says, like, something to the effect of, I promise we won't let anything happen to her. Like something
perfect.
Along those lines.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was good. Like, I was like it's one of those good laughs, like, where it's out of your control.
The good belly laugh.
Yeah. And I get, for me, I get dizzy. Like, if it's a really good laugh, I'm like, I gotta, like, stop myself because I'm getting dizzy. And I feel like if it was something so good and so funny, it would be out of my control and I'd pass out.
Yeah,
like, I've never done it before, but I feel like I would pass out if I don't, like, get a hold of myself.
That's
so
great.
That's how good that laugh was. It was great.
It was a good
one. So Mike Judge, boom, delivering the goods.
Silicon Valley is so
Mike
good.
Judge has always been solid, man.
Yep.
Always
yep.
All right. So now for real. Spoiler alert. Turn back now. Avengers Infinity
If
War.
I could turn back time.
If I could find a way. Where are you going?
We built this city.
So, Avengers Infinity War.
Where are you at, BJ?
What'd you think, man?
I really liked it.
Yeah. You were going to say love, but then you changed to really
I
like
to say
so
love.
So did you when, so, you when you
so
were reviewing it.
Do you say,
did
the,
I
same
say
way?
The same thing? Yeah.
The same thing?
I really liked it.
But did I say love?
Because there are.
Really liked it.
I don't like
almost.
To say love.
Maybe not.
When I say love, it feel like it says to people unequivocally across the board.
You don't want to cheapen. Right? You don't want to cheapen the word love.
I don't. Yeah.
Right. So
like, because there are things where I'm like, all
right.
I really but
for the
it.
Most part,
yeah. You love onions?
Because,
yeah, right?
Damn. I don't love them. I do really like them.
You said like you love me. Stuff,
yeah. If you had told, like when Iron Man came out, like Iron Man, like 2008 Iron Man, if you told me that we'd get to this point, like I still have a hard time believing that right. we're in this world at all, where I get to see all my favorite superheroes from my childhood on yep. screen, yep, doing yep. cool stuff, played by great actors. Like it's still amazing to me.
Yes.
But it then to go and do, to adapt the Infinity Gauntlet storyline and do it that well and have me kind of look at what Thanos is doing and being like, okay, yeah, like I get, right. I get your idea.
Yeah, like, you're like, you're kind
it's
of a...
severely flawed.
You.
Like right. the logic yeah. breaks down if you think about it for like a minute.
Right, right.
But I see, but I see your point. I get
yeah.
you.
There's
I get
a lack of humanity
doing.
In there. But, yeah. but yeah, yeah, yeah. I
like, what
point.
If you like vanish somebody who's flying a plane and then like the other 100 people die? Like, what about that? Like, you know, like all kinds of stuff. But
the price you pay for balance.
Yeah, like it's the effects. Like one of my favorite things about that movie are the whole like the Doctor Strange like Thanos back and forth fight. Where
oh yeah,
you really get to see. And if you'd ever read a Doctor Strange comic, which
I have not,
95% of people have not.
Right. right. Nope.
They have like callbacks to like a lot of like classic like stuff that he does in the comic, like spells that you would recognize if you're a Doctor Strange nerd. And I'm like, that's a nice touch, like for the people who are super into Doctor Strange. And
good for them.
That's cool.
Right. Like just all these little tidbits and. Little character moments and Peter Dinklage being the biggest character in the
I so, feel no, like so you did you dug that writes.
Yeah no what is your thoughts on the Peter Dinklage thing?
Yeah,
I liked it a lot. I thought it was funny only because I imagine his agent calling him saying they want you to play a dwarf and him going ugh and right. then someone going but you're the biggest character in the movie and he goes yes I'll do it
then yes.
But as far as like the whole sequence goes, we could probably have done without that. Like it didn't need to be there.
Well, what are your thoughts on it being Peter Dinklage?
I like that.
See?
I love that.
No, it's fine. That's fine.
I love that.
Hey, we were just talking about that.
A lot of people were
offended or
they're not into it because they say that it like took them out of the movie.
That was me.
That's ridiculous.
Right.
I think it's ridiculous.
Did. Yeah, just
that's
did.
What I was. I was
famous
saying.
People are in movies.
Right,
I know
that happens all the time.
That's what that was. I do see your point.
It could be. It
I
could
see your
be.
Point.
I'm not saying it's not some sort of unconscious bias against little people. That it sure. might be the case that like that I wouldn't think that way if it was someone else, and maybe and clearly I wouldn't. You know.
So you saw it and you're like, that's not cool because it was Peter Dinklage? Or?
Yeah, because it's Tyrion yeah. Lannister and it's, sure. you know, and
I get that.
Yeah, and for whatever reason, like, because he's just so recognizable. And there are other recognizable actors, yeah. but
right.
he, I don't know.
Well, that was my, I was trying to.
He does great.
He's like, fantastic.
Yeah, I was trying to make the good point. In everything. Like you just said, I was trying to make this point when we were talking about it, and then it kind of got glossed over. We moved on to something else. But you're like, famous people are in movies. Like, yeah.
yeah.
I was like, you're not thrown off on Robert Downey Jr. because for the last 10 years he's been Tony Iron Stark, Man. Right. Iron Man. Yeah. But at the same time, you're like, he's a fucking movie star. Like, that's yeah. why he's in the like, movie. And so for me, like, what I said is like, yeah. hey, as soon as he popped up, I was like, huh. That's Peter Dinklage.
Yeah.
And that's where my brain turned off and I went back and I was like, character, let's see what mm-hmm. he's about, whatever. Right. And most people that I've heard that were taken by it were like, the
couldn't
whole scene were like, why? It's Peter Dinklage. Peter yeah. Dinklage. I'm so distracted by Peter Dinklage. And I equated it to the Game of Thrones, like Ed Sheeran thing where people lost their fucking minds because Ed Sheeran was in an episode of Game of Thrones and like, he doesn't belong there. He belongs on my radio.
Well,
I'm
he also
like,
said,
what does it matter?
I haven't heard that song before. It's a new one. Downloaded right. on iTunes.
That was terrible.
Get out of here, Ed Sheeran.
That was a terrible decision. That was
if
just
he had not said that, it would have been fine. Like, yeah. I think it would have been fine.
That was a terrible decision.
It's a new one. Yeah. Get, come on.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was that bad.
come on.
It bugged me.
I didn't think it was that bad.
Like,
I'm intrigued.
Anything Game of Thrones-y, you'd be like, oh.
Yeah.
But he didn't. Like, right. It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that was
I didn't know that was a thing. I
it's
didn't
a
know
big,
were
big people.
Interesting.
And, yeah, and yeah. I'm wondering, like, just self-discovery, like, am I prejudiced, unconsciously prejudiced in having that reaction because he's a little gut person?
No.
Maybe.
No.
I don't know.
No.
What,
I don't think so.
Would I mean,
I think there are famous people that some people recognize as being at a certain level of distracting.
Well, what else do you
recognize?
Like if they introduced a character and it was Will Smith, you'd be like, this is Will Smith.
Yeah,
like,
it was just Will Smith. Especially, yeah, and then it's so a little, I it's a little character, not a little character,
whoa,
but
DJ.
It's a small part. There's no small parts, only small actors.
Dude, you are on a roll.
He's on fire right now.
Yeah, it was a not a major part of the
right.
The,
you can say
the
little part.
And if they'd introduce him as like
I'm fucked up
as
now.
A major character that's going to keep going, then you'd probably be like, oh wow, now I have to like swallow Peter Dinklage.
But that's
this,
it, but that's anybody in the, like anybody in the MCU right. Because there's 18,000 actors. I keep saying 18,000. I don't know why. Hyperbole.
Is that your go-to arbitrary number?
Tonight it is. Tonight it is. Like but it. Like, there's so it's many good. People in these movies. They're like, who are we gonna get?
Right.
Like right. Yeah. And they could get a no-name, but when you have Disney Marvel money, you're like, let's get the biggest person we can get. Like, put another star in there.
Absolutely.
Like, let's get another name. Like, why not? Let's make the movie poster look ridiculously bigger than anything yeah. that's ever you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like, why yeah. not put another name on it? Like, totally. Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it wasn't like a break. It like well, yeah, ruined,
it
the
didn't
movie
ruin the movie for you.
Yeah. Well, when we were talking about it, we're like, what can we nitpick? Right?
Yeah, it was definitely a nitpick comment and observation.
My
the only little thing was I don't know about Peter Dinklage. You know, yeah. So.
My nitpick, if there's any nit thing to pick of nits for me,
pick those nits.
I'll pick these nits. It was a little. How do I say this? It almost pushed too far into the realm of being really comic booky with the way it was jumping from scene to scene to group.
See, that's funny. Like now he's on like.
But I also enjoyed that.
I loved it.
Which is the
it.
Problem. Like I like that about it.
I loved it.
I like that about
it.
But
so
it almost
perfect.
Went too far for me. We're like, why are we? Oh my god, we're focusing on too many things right now because. There are other movies where they do that where I don't like it, and
yes.
I feel like I should be fair.
No, you are correct.
And not just.
But it was. It made me.
I guess it's how it's done because
it wasn't done badly.
It built it up right. so well where yeah. I was like, okay, they're coming yeah. up with a plan to beat Thanos on Titan. And oh, yeah. I want to see. Oh, wait, where are we? We're on Wakanda. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, back to Wakanda. Okay, where are we at? Da-da-da-da-da. Oh, no. Oh, God, they got to get the stone out of Vision's head. What's going to happen? Oh, great. We're with Thor
Which is
again.
The
like,
worst.
But it was so good. Like, yeah. it was so
to,
many, many.
You had to murder your lover.
It was,
and
oh,
then
yeah.
he's resurrected
no,
and then murdered in front of you.
Right. That was
I'm like,
rough. The Vision.
Jesus
thing.
Christ, guys.
Yeah.
Give her a break.
But and that particular scene was the thing that threw the whole rest of the story yeah. into chaos for me. Because yeah. I was
oh,
like,
yeah.
oh. And that's why I was like, at the end, I'm like, well, they're not dead. Like, even the people who died.
Vision
like,
yeah.
I'm like, they're
toast.
Not dead.
Yeah.
I don't know that. I don't
Vision
know.
Will,
the
if
time
anybody
stone.
Stays dead, Vision will stay dead.
And Gamora and Loki.
Yeah. I think Loki will come back.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, maybe.
I think Loki will
He's
come
too
back.
Beloved. But right. maybe.
Everyone should play God of War because they use a bunch of that cool shit. And they have that dude who's Peter Dinklage's character who go to the forge and he makes weapons. And
Are you talking about the new
no,
God
no,
of War?
No, this is like God of War 3.
Oh, dude, you're going
to
get the new one, man.
I'm
Everyone's
going
talking
to.
About it, man.
I'm going
I haven't
to.
Played God of War since God of War 2.
It's
what are they on now?
God of War 3 is the shit. That's
the first
one.
One is like all the rage.
I'm good. It's on my list of stuff. yeah. I have games to buy. yeah, right now, I'm playing.
Nicely done.
I'm playing Call of Duty World War 2.
So. I haven't started that.
That's fun. You have it?
No, I do, but I haven't started it.
I started
it. I made the problem of buying a Nintendo and.
You're not a Wii, but what do you call it?
Switch. I am still playing Zelda.
Because
yeah, it's great.
See, that's why I haven't gotten it yet. Because I'm like,
still...
I'm going to get this, and it's going to take over all
yeah.
of my extra time.
It's all my.
Like, and I just
all,
know.
Because I'm a very casual gamer anyway.
Right.
And Christmas rolled around and I got like Call of Duty and I got Star Wars and I got
Ooh.
LA Noir. Like I got some cool PlayStation games. I'm like, woohoo! I have stuff to do for the next year of my life because it's going to take me forever to beat one of these games.
But Link is calling.
And then, yeah, I got like a little bonus at work and I was like, hey, you know what I wanted? I wanted a Switch. I want to play some Zelda. And it's
yeah.
like, hey, I got free time. Guess what I'm going to do? Zelda.
Yep.
And it's to the point where all I have to do now is go to the main castle and, like, fight Ganon. But I'm still like, I could do these other side quests first.
Oh, yeah. So you've played it and you're almost at the very end.
If I go to the castle, then it's, like, me versus Ganon. But I'm like, I could go help that person find their horse real quick,
That's
though.
What I love slash hate about the sandbox games.
Right.
Is like, I could go finish the game right now.
Yeah.
Or I could go do these million
or
other
I
things.
Or I could go do these side quests
and
keep playing.
Going.
I have a Batman on PS4 that, like... Yeah. I still can't figure out how to get to Riddler. Like, that everything else.
Arkham City?
I think so. That's the one that they released for four.
Yeah.
And I enjoy those, the Batman ones.
Oh, yeah.
They're good.
They're legit.
Good stuff.
I should have hit the tangent button, but this whole thing's been a tangent. Did you have anything else on Infinity War?
I have a million things on Infinity War. There isn't enough time for me to go through all my things
sure
on Infinity
there is.
War.
Maybe not a whole bunch more time.
I was surprised by everything. I was surprised by the whole like side, the Soul Stone side quest.
Yes.
We can call it that. And the Red Skull reappearing and like the poor man's Hugo Weaving. I don't know who that actor was. And I meant to like watch the credits and see who
he
it was that was playing him.
What's his name? Oh man, I'm failing.
Exactly.
No, he's on Walking Dead. He's,
oh really?
He's on YouTube as being like a real good impressionist.
Okay.
Marquard, Rick Marquard, Marquard.
So Lord Farquaad?
Yes. No, his name's like Rick Marquard. I think.
Okay.
I think.
Anyway. I thought that was great. Like a cool. Because I've been wondering, like, what happened to Red Skull? Right. Like he's just lost in space. Oh my God, there he is.
There he is.
That was that freaked me.
That's
out.
That's so cool.
That made me go, what the what? Wait a minute.
What is he doing here?
And the visuals, like when Thor arrives on the battlefield in Wakanda,
dude.
Like,
I got the biggest like joygasm of all time when Thor showed up.
Mark Ruffalo's like, oh, you guys are so screwed. I'm like, yeah, they are.
Yeah, that's what I did. Yeah.
That's cool.
Same moment, I was like so jazzed up when that happened. I was
and
like,
I love that.
Oh my God.
And I love movies that do
did
that.
Was I peeing that. During that part?
No.
You sure?
When Thor showed up? No.
You left because the dirt.
You left before that.
Oh, okay.
Because you're like, it's now a good time? And I was like, go right now.
And then like all the fadeaway scenes, like that's what got me the hardest. Like the whole like Spider-Man, like it reminds you that he's
so
still
good,
a kid.
Mr.
He's a kid.
I don't want to go, Mr.
He's a kid.
Yeah. It was good. It was good. They did a really good job. And I felt like like I should be super duper sad, but like part of me was still like caught up on the time zone.
Book. Like this,
and and I was like, okay, well they're not gonna they're not gonna be
it's
dead,
comic book.
And they're not gonna be dead. No. So it wasn't as sad, but it was still sad as hell. Right, like, very sad.
What was sad about it for me wasn't so much watching the characters die; it was watching not die, but fade away into not existing.
Mm-hmm.
It was watching the people around them react.
Tony Stark. Yeah,
that's what was sad. Like when Black Panther says, like, Okoya, this is no place to die. Like,
no
come
place
get
to
up.
Die.
And then he's gone.
And her face is just like, what?
Like, that ruined me.
Yeah, there was a lot of that. You're like, no.
Yeah, exactly.
No
I
way.
Said no.
No.
Well, and like, poor Rocket is just like walking up to Groot and he's like, no, not again. No.
And earlier
not
in the movie,
again.
Early in the movie, Rocket says, I have a lot of things to lose. And then he literally loses everything.
Yeah, everything.
And a lot. And there they all, went.
Yep. All his new family.
Ruined me.
And then, like, when it starts with Bucky and he just goes, Steve?
Yeah.
And he's just like, whoa.
After Captain America went through so much
to get
shit
his,
for him.
To get his best bud
now
back.
He's gone.
Yeah. Man, that was a good movie.
How dare you, Marvel?
Play with
so
my emotions.
Good. Well, like BJ was saying, like it's sad, but like it's not because there's Black Panther 2, and there's Spider-Man 2, and there's Guardians 3, and it's like all these people are gone, but yet there's more movies like coming. It's like
I am there for all of them.
Right, but it's like the gift and the curse where you're like, woohoo! Like, here's the next 20 Marvel movies that are coming out. It's on,
But when number 18 has half of them die, you're like, well, I guess they're not really dead.
Yeah, it's like the new BuzzFeed. It's like, here's all the new Marvel movies coming out in the next 10 years. And you're like, oh, sweet. Now I know that these movies are coming. I have those to look forward to.
Now I won't cry.
But then when you watch the movie, you're like, oh, wait, but I have those movies to look forward to. So they're not gone.
It did get me way more hyped for Captain Marvel. Which at first I was kind of like, I don't know, like set in the 90s, like this could be kind of weird, like what are they doing?
This is going to be an adventure
and, like,
for me,
last,
I'm not familiar at
the
all.
The last little tag of like who's their last hope, and I'm like, whoa, I didn't see that coming at all.
What
like,
I'm
awesome.
Intrigued about is there's nobody else, as far as we know, there's nobody else around. Because like we've seen when Tony Stark becomes Iron Man, we've seen when Doctor Strange gets his powers, and so it's like there's not going to be anybody else around. It's just going to be her kicking some serious ass.
And I'm super curious to see how, now that this is totally another tangent, but it's a Marvel tangent, so it's okay.
Yes,
how like the Netflix shows will deal with this, or if they do it all,
right?
Like
they have to.
They've only very loosely like
they
mention
it, the event,
right?
Yeah.
They're connected like the Cloverfield movies.
Like, what is
barely?
What is Danny Rand, the immortal Iron Fist, sworn enemy of the Hand, think about all this? I'm being sarcastic. I don't give a fuck what Danny Rand thinks.
I don't hate Danny Rand like as much as everybody.
God, I hate Danny Rand.
Everybody hates him.
Check your privilege, Danny.
But there's also like the new, like if you know like the new Avengers in one storyline of the new Avengers, guess who's the lead?
Yeah.
Or the leader. His name is Luke Cage.
Yep.
And so it's like,
oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like interesting that there's Luke Cage in the universe, and at one point he becomes the leader of the Avengers.
Yeah.
Weird.
And I'm super wondering if, like, the whole, because Civil War, like the comic book, was way more fleshed out and vast than the movie was. Like, in Luke Cage and Daredevil were a part of that. They're like on Cap's team and all this. But now that we're in that territory, I think about now that Marvel's reacquired, or they've acquired Fox, like Disney got Fox.
Yep.
Are they going to bring like the X-Men
they
and all
bring
that,
the X-Men,
or the Fantastic Four, or like any? They can do whatever they want. Or, who knows what's going to happen?
Whatever they want.
So, Marvel comic books.
Yes.
As a lot of our listeners know, our good friend Dave Walker wrote for
Luke Cage
and
really?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So he doesn't write for that anymore, but he just got his new assignment. I don't know if you saw that.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
He's going to be writing the new Deadpool and what's the villain's name? Cable.
Cable.
Deadpool. That's awesome. And Cable. Or is he a villain or is he a good guy?
He's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Deadpool and Cable.
Which is what leads me to believe
Cyclops and Jean Grey's future son.
Leads me to believe that the movie, which leads you to believe that Cable's the bad guy. I'm like,
right.
But
he's not a bad guy.
That's what I was. I didn't know that, but like, because I never read that, but I enjoyed. And I look forward to the new one.
Oh, it's going
to
be so good.
Yes, I definitely look forward to that movie.
So,
super fun.
But anyway, that's kind of cool for our good buddy Dave Walker.
Dave's a badass.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's super cool.
Wrap it up? Yeah.
Anything else? I'm black, y'all, and I'm blacker than black, and I'm blacker than black, and I'm blacker than black, and I'm black, yo, because I'm black, and I'm black.
Where did he go? That's what I want to know.
Oh man. I love that drop.
Me too.
I'm glad it exists. Made me so happy to use that for the first time. Rich, where can people find you, man?
You can find me on Instagram at Rich Soublet Photography. You can find me on the World Wide Web. Has anybody said that? Those words out loud.
World
since
Wide
1996?
Web.
Probably not.
You're the first.
Yeah, the very first. At www.richshoots.com.
No, it's https.
No, I'm not saying all that.
Right.
Google's smart enough that you can just type in the W's.
You don't even need W's. Richsoublet.com.
Yeah,
blammo. Here it comes.
Com. Or search for Rich Soublet.
Who writes www?
Sometimes I still do out of habit.
Really? You type
really
in
www? Sometimes I still type it in, yeah.
Well done, sir.
I know.
I don't ever do that. I also don't ever type .com. I just go to Google and type in whatever I want, and then I click on the first link, and I'm like, hope that's it.
Jerry Gergich? I just go to Alta Vista and say, take me to Yahoo Mail.
Jerry, you're killing me.
Siri's so
like, why don't you ask your bitch Alexa to do it for you?
Siri, can you check my email?
No!
Here's what I found on the internet.
Yeah, here's what I found on the internet. God, that's Siri. All she said. Oh, that's good. So sweet. So just type in Rich Soublet and they'll find you.
You'll find me.
S-O-U-B-L-E-T.
It's
Soublet.
French.
It's French, baby.
Rich Soublet.
Creole.
But wait, you're black.
I am.
No, I'm just kidding.
Is he?
Dude.
Oh!
I'm black, y'all, and I'm blacker than black, and I'm black, y'all, I'm blacker than black, y'all, because I'm black, and I'm black.
Good times.
Dude, like, no, like, you got a big little boost on your Instagram because you posted your story.
I did, yeah.
I know we're wrapping up. Is that something you want to talk about?
Yeah, or? We can talk about it.
Okay, sorry.
So there was the whole, we talked earlier in the episode about Donald Glover and This is America. And
because this is big, like, I was like, whoa,
yeah.
Dude. Like, yeah.
So I had something that I'd been wanting to talk about and I wanted to make like a photo something about it. But I didn't really know how to do it. And then I saw the video and I'm like, well, there it is. Like, I could just do something kind of like that. I think it was like last December. I'll do the short version.
Yeah.
But last December, like, I was finishing a gig up at a super fancy hotel in town, like, very rich part of town, like, up in Rancho Santa Fe. And I'm carrying, like, literally everything, like my camera bag, like lights, light stands and all this stuff. And this car like creeps up behind me in the parking lot and like follows me through the parking lot, right? And, you know, for the first couple steps, I'm like, oh, he's probably just like trying to get around, like, you know, whatever. And then I turn and then it follows me a little bit farther. And I'm like, oh, that's really weird. And like I put all my stuff down, I get into the car, and the car like slowly like creeps around the front of my car, like pulls around into a spot like right near me, and he rolls down his window, and I'm like, hi, and he's like, hi, and he's like, it looks like you were carrying a gun. And he said it in like a very like cold kind of
Who's like, driving the car?
So it was an older white guy. Like
this
sorry.
It's important.
But this no, is what happened. It was an older white guy, and this is what happened. And I'm like, no, you know, just photography gear. Like that's it. And he's like, yeah, that's what my wife thought. And it was like just kind of like the sharpness of like the tone, where I was kind of like really, like you really think like this is the place that this would be?
Is this new to you, BJ? Have you not?
No, I haven't read this yet.
Yeah, the long version's on my Instagram.
Yeah,
if you want to read the whole thing,
okay.
But it totally threw me off, and I wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt, but I couldn't because I'm a person who's aware of things.
I'm woke.
Yeah, there you go.
Awoke. Yeah,
and it is just my little sort of slice of, and this is kind of why things like the video and obviously things that have to do with social justice, yes, Black Lives Matter, all that stuff really matters to me, because this stuff does happen. Like it happens to real people, and I'm one of them. And there it is.
Yeah, and then he posted a perfect photo of it. Dude, it's so good. The photo's so
good. I'm looking forward
to
seeing
it. It's me with the light stand, and the light stand, like I'm holding it,
it's
like it might be a gun.
It's so money, dude.
It's obviously
so
not.
Money. Right on. I look forward to reading it and checking it out.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
And I'm sorry.
You should.
True that.
No, it is what it is.
True that. It's great. Anyway, we can talk more about stuff like that later, but let's wrap this thing up. Rich, thanks for being here, man.
Thanks for having me, guys.
As always.
You are always
you're on the heavy rotation
the short list.
You are literally always welcome.
Yep.
So much the fact that if you were like, could I do this all the time? I'd be like, yeah. Like, why not?
I love being here. Like, yeah. It's like, yeah. Absolutely.
So anyway, let's call it an episode. This has been Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
I'm Rich.
And I am.
See you on the couch.
Bye, guys. I know I got a spot. Oh.
Life's a binge.
Right?
This has been a Life's a Binge production. Be sure and leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever else you find the show. You can find us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. Join the phone army by dialing 619-438-0532. And if all else fails, check out our website at lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and as always, we'll see you on the couch.
What could I do? Okay, all right.